Good morning, this is Marco with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, July 16th. In the news this morning, overnight ebod prices for December corn up 2 cents at 336, September wheat down 4.5 cents at 546.25, and November beans up 4.5 cents at 887. Export sales this morning were light, still a good number, but light, 1.6 million metric tons on the corn. They were looking for an average of about 2.2, but some guesses were as high as 3 million metric tons. So we didn't get anywhere near that. Wheat was a good number, 764 above expectations, but the beans were 1.08, so a little bit under what they were looking for there. Wheat took a little breather from the big trade it had last night. We're up 24 cents yesterday, down 4 here today. I think it's just a little bit of evening up here. If we can get another close over yesterday's high, I think I'd be pretty impressive on these charts. I've got some resistance at 555. Let's see if we can take that out here today. We did have some export sales this morning, 522,000 metric tons of beans to China, 122 old, 390 new, and an additional 351 metric tons of beans to unknown. That is most likely China, 65 old. So despite all these tensions between China and the U.S., the Chinese keep buying. I think it's an indication that, despite all the rhetoric that's going on, they need grain. They're going to continue to buy grain. They're trying to expand their hog herd, so they're going to need to be crushing beans. Our bean crush here was very strong, so we're seeing some good demand for beans. We'll get back up to over that 913, 914 resistance out here. Corn market, we've had a lot of rain. It's going to be hot over the weekend, but maybe not quite as hot as they thought. And there's plenty of showers around, so it looks like we're going to make a pretty big corn crop out here. Now, ethanol demand looks like it's picking up here, but we've got crude oil down 51 here today. The dollar's at 10 ticks. That's not going to be any help to the corn out here. Corn, as I've been saying, has been acting terrible here the last couple of days. See something positive come out of all this, but for the time being, I think corn is going to be the dog. I'm hoping a lot of times wheat is the leader. I'm hoping wheat can continue a leadership role here and maybe pull corn and beans out of the doldrums. While the corn market may be getting made out here, bean market certainly isn't made. If we turn hot and dry, we can certainly see some fireworks. There was one interesting note. It was 44 degrees last night in Mason City, Iowa. That tied a record low. So I'm sure there'll be people talking about an early frost out here, but I think it's just a one-day shot. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.